Today's gospel reading takes place at the Last Supper, and the reading is part of what is referred to as the priestly prayer of Jesus. In it, Jesus prays for the apostles, knowing that they soon would be going through a frightening experience when Jesus is arrested and sentenced to death on the cross. Jesus is praying to his Father to intercede on their behalf. And later in Gethsemane, Jesus will pray for himself. Jesus asks the Father to keep the apostles in his name that they had given him so that they may be one, just as the Father and Jesus were one. He is asking that they remain faithful to his teachings and to remain in communion with the Father and the Son. He goes on to talk about how he's going to the Father and will be leaving this world because he is not of this world. And he asks the Father to protect the apostles since they are not of the world, as he is not of this world. He does not ask the Father to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. You know, we as Christians are called to be men and women of the world, but not to be worldly men and women. As Christians, we believe that this life is only temporary, and our ultimate goal is to be in union with God in heaven. And so all the things that God has made in this world are good in and of themselves when they're used as God intended. And we live in a world to enjoy and give praise to God for his creation. And his gifts or his creation, many of them are tools for us to use to love God and others more fully. To not be worldly men and women means to be unattached to the things of this world. Things of this world are only temporary and will pass away. The worldly goods such as wealth and pleasure are not more important than God. And the evil one likes to tempt us with these false gods. The apostles were to remain in the world to continue the mission of Jesus after his ascension. And Jesus said, as you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. His mission to the apostles and to us is to be witnesses of his and to proclaim the good news of Jesus to all. God sent his only son to save us all, and God's wish is that all people will be in right relationship with him. So let us pray to God for the graces we need to remain faithful to his word and for the courage to proclaim it to others through our words and actions.